Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And Robin.
And we're here with the Catch Word Podcast.
And in this podcast, we take one word or expression and break it down. If you want to check it out on our website, go to the transcript section under lip service.
Exactly. So the website is Qlips, Qlips.com. And if you click on lip service, you'll find the transcripts, the detailed explanations, and even a quiz.
Can you tell us what today's expression is?
Today's expression is to hold a grudge.
To hold a grudge.
Exactly. To hold a grudge.
To hold a grudge. Okay, what does this expression mean?
So, to hold a grudge is when you're angry at someone about something, but it's for a long time. You hold the anger, you hold a grudge for a long time.
So, something happens in the past, and you're angry even in the present.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, maybe something happened 10 years ago, but you're still angry, you're still holding a grudge.
Okay, can you give me an example?
For sure. So, let's say, this is an example, not a true story, but let's say I have an ex-boyfriend. And my friend decides she wants to date him.
Oh my God.
So she dates him for maybe a month. Mm. That's my ex-boyfriend. She is not allowed to date him. I am still going to hold a grudge 10 years, 20 years later. I think it's an unwritten rule. You can't date your friend's exes.
Okay, so you would be mad 20 years later.
Okay, maybe not 20 years, but I would hold a grudge for a while.
Well, all right. I don't know if I would do that, but I understand.
Can you give me another example?
Another example. I can give you an example of a very nice man who didn't hold a grudge for something that a lot of people would hold a grudge for.
Okay, what's the story?
I was watching the news, and this man gave his friend this ticket with some numbers that he wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted him to buy a lottery ticket.
Okay.
But his friend showed up at the lottery ticket booth too late, so he couldn't buy it.
Oh.
But all those numbers were the numbers that won. So he would have won a whole bunch of money if his friend had bought the ticket, but he didn't. But this man, he was like, you know what? He's like my little brother. I can't hold a grudge against him.
Wow.
He forgot.
That is a good man. I think I would have held a grudge.
You think so?
It's a lot of money that you could have won, but maybe it's for the best.
Are there any other expressions that we can use?
Yeah, so you can say to hold a grudge, to have hard feelings.
To have hard feelings.
Yeah. So they basically almost mean the same thing. To hold a grudge is when you have anger about something for a long time. To have hard feelings is when you're angry about something for a long time.
So it's exactly the same thing.
Exactly. Feelings are emotions. So in this expression, they say to have hard feelings, to be angry about something.
To be mad and upset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you give me an example of a time where you had hard feelings?
So you could say, for me, I'm a very honest person. So when one of my friends asks me something, I like to give them my honest opinion. Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear a lie, or they want to hear that they did something okay, or they just sometimes don't want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty honest, so I give the person, my friend, the truth. But I always like to end the conversation by saying, so no hard feelings? So we use the expression, no hard feelings, to say, don't be angry for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Robin, can you think of another example with hard feelings?
Well, one time I was feeling really bad. You know, a lot of things happened in my life and I was kind of upset.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends came to talk to me and I blew up at them. I got really angry and I said some mean things. And I think because of that, that person still has some hard feelings.
Hopefully that friend is listening and they'll know that you're really sorry and maybe they won't hold hard feelings against you anymore.
Yeah. I hope if you are listening, I'm sorry.
That's good. I'm glad you got it out there.
Okay,
so I think that explains it pretty well,
Definitely.
The expression. So to hold a grudge, to have hard feelings, Those are the expressions we talked about. So that's about it for today.
For now, this has been Robin.
And Harp.
And we're signing off.
Bye, everyone.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.thingroom.com。